This is KJZZ's Morning Edition. I'm Dennis Lambert. In the last year, the U.S. dollar has fallen dramatically in value against the British pound and the euro. International travelers hoping to ride the currency shift are spending more money in the States, and some in Arizona are hoping foreign investors will do the same. KJZZ's Tony Ganser reports.
It may sound a little like one of those celebrity home bus tours you find in Hollywood.
Okay, Stonehouse, we're entering the first phase of Stonehouse that we...
But these home sites south of Tucson are being shown to a group of investors and business partners from Europe and Central America.
The homes range from about 3,000 to 4,000 square feet. 565 to 650 is the price range.
Prospective buyers and foreign sellers from Russia to France are comfortably seated in a massive tour bus. On this day, they're crisscrossing southern Arizona's sun-baked landscapes, seeing housing developments, golf courses, and anything else foreign investors may want a piece of. The tour is paid for by the Southern Arizona Development Coalition.
We are a loosely knit organization of companies from Scottsdale down into Mexico to try to bring foreign investment to southern Arizona during a time of really heavy-duty financial crisis.
Carl Bose is a developer and director of the coalition. He says most of the people on the tour are business partners who will sell southern Arizona's investment opportunities abroad. Bose teamed with the honorary German consul of Phoenix to hold seminars across Europe in February in hopes of attracting interest.
I'm private enterprise. If this doesn't work, it's my money. I lose my potatoes. We're taking a big gamble.
The tour bus stops at one of Bose's developments at Day's End. Business people, local elected officials, and prospective investors talk shop around a mariachi band and catered food. One of those investors is Hugo Hoffman from Germany.
Maybe we will invest. Maybe home sites put a little money in because of the rate between the euro and the dollar.
Hoffman is a former eye surgeon and now a snowbird. He comes to Arizona for 70-degree winters or conventions and leaves for the summer. He owns property worldwide and is selling much of it, but decided to keep his Arizona home.
Other people in Europe should know more about Arizona. Everybody knows Florida, you know. They know nothing about Arizona.
There are huge amounts of money flowing each year. In fact, it's billions of dollars or euros flown from Germany alone into Florida. Our intention is to get a piece of that pie.
Bernardo Tremblant is the honorary German consul for Phoenix. He's also a good friend of Hoffman's. Neither man is openly disparaging Florida, but the initiative slogan says it all. Arizona, das bessere Florida. Or Arizona, the better Florida.
There's two categories of people at the meeting. Dr. Hoffman is a snowbird, and he has expressed interest in maybe buying one more property down Tubac as an investment. Category two is the folks that are supposed to promote our products overseas. These were our affiliates.
Otremble Blanc is a business consultant in his own right, but his involvement makes sense from his honorary consul perspective as well. Germany is Arizona's top foreign investor.
You start with Germany, which is over $2 billion annually in investments. Japan is second at almost $2 billion. The UK, Netherlands, Canada all make out the top five.
Jan Lesher is director of Arizona's Department of Commerce. She says any type of investment is factored into those numbers, meaning a German or Russian who buys a home is tallied alongside a foreign business moving to Arizona.
We're seeing more and more groups coming into Arizona. The challenge that we have is that the folks who are looking to invest in the United States do not specifically look at Arizona initially.
We think Tucson is the best opportunity to set up our business.
Martin Hausner is CEO of Schlette Inc., a subsidiary of a German solar company. He's only lived in Arizona for a little more than 2 months.
We went here for a business meeting, and we sat in a pool, and we drink a beer, and we said, why we are not here?
Hausner says he studied the U.S. market and moved to Arizona with three colleagues to tap the potential of the solar industry in the state.
I know a lot of companies were thinking about doing the same as we.
He says ultimately in 5 years or so, he'd like to leave the company in American hands. Another visitor on the Southern Arizona tour was Ernest Olszówka, who is Polish but lives and works in Hamburg, Germany. He's a musician and realtor, and he paid his own way to see Arizona's opportunities.
I think on the first place, it's something like adventure, you know. America is the place where you can make it.
The prospect of owning a piece of the American West appeals to Olszówka and many international investors. And as long as the euro's value stays high, these folks represent the latest in search of the American dream. For KJZZ, I'm Tony Ganser.
You can find this story, links, and pictures at kjzz.org.